Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, things may be getting serious for Ireland's pharma industry after Tuesday's threat by President Trump to impose a 200% tariff on US pharma companies who fail to repatriate their production within a particular timeline. What would this mean for Ireland? I'm delighted to be joined by economist Cormac Lucy, and I'm also joined by David Ansell of Comeda, which is a specialist pharma and industrial company based down there in South Tipperary. Cormac, I might start with you. I see Cliff Taylor writing this morning saying that the market is kind of disorientated and fed up, and there's a complacency there because he seems to be making all these announcements and the market doesn't seem to be reacting like it did in the early days.
Correct. It's a bit like a sort of a pub brawl where we're still at the shouting stage and nobody has landed a punch yet. But the threats and the words being used are getting ever more extreme. You know, it's interesting. If you look at the VanEck Pharma Exchange Traded Fund, it is up on the week. So the value of pharma shares has risen slightly this week, even though if the scale of disruption that would be implied by a 200% tariff on the supply chains of the large pharma companies was actually implemented and was believed by the market, we would expect, you know, maybe a 5 or a 10% value drop among the large pharma stocks. So I think that the market really doesn't know what to make of this. And given that Trump has thrown out things so frequently in the past and not followed through, and given as well that he's not operating on his own here, the rest of the world can respond to whatever the US does. And therefore, that may, you know, weaken the measures he may take.
Okay.
So it's very hard to work out what exactly is going to be the direct physical consequence of what he said this week.
Is he more informed now, Cormac, on the basis that the administration has undertaken a review of the pharma sector, where it produces and pays its taxes? In other words, was he biding for time to find out exactly what the numbers were and how he can actually entice Big Pharma back?
I'm not sure. I think he was always pretty well informed. You know, in earlier statements several months ago, he made the point that Ireland had played its card very cleverly in attracting large chunks of the American pharma sector to Ireland. He didn't say that in an angry fashion. He just said that in a matter-of-fact fashion. If he were to respond to that set of facts by changing the rules of the game to force American companies to put a bigger footprint back in the United States, that would be entirely predictable. And the danger is that while this week's statement sounds top of the head, Trump has been pushing for tariffs since he took out a one-page advertisement in the New York Times on the topic as far back as 1987.
Yeah, and we have to remember that he has actually already achieved something in that we're now at 10% at least. Let's bring in David Ansell from the specialist pharma and industrial company, Comeda. David, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, and can you just give us an overview of your thinking here, David? You're very close to this space. You work with a lot of the big pharma companies. So what is the mood among your colleagues and cohort around what's happening here?
I think it's hard to be clear in our thinking because the messages that are coming out are mixed, aren't they?
Yeah.
We are fortunate in Ireland in that we've attracted the blue chip pharma companies, not only from USA, but from other countries in the world, including China, including Japan, and others. And I think that blue chipness is key to it because Ireland produces the very high quality, the on-patent drugs, the very top of the league, if you like, of the drug industry. And Trump talks about the pharmaceutical industry as if it's one industry, and it isn't. There's the generic industry, there's the patent materials that I'm just talking about. Yeah. And most of the drugs that we produce here in Ireland are not replaceable willy-nilly by another alternative drug. So If he were to impose those tariffs on the imports into the USA, he would be penalizing those people that are currently using and needing those drugs. So it's not a very clear message that he's sending.
Yeah.
And I think that unsurety is one of the problem. I mean, short term, these drugs cannot be moved to another country for manufacture. He can't repatriate these in a year or even 2 years. This takes time to invest and make sure that all the safety measures are in place. And after all, don't investors, isn't any kind of investment a kind of gambling?
Yeah.
And if you're not sure about the future, you're not very willing to gamble. So I think in the short term, very little is likely to happen. But it does bring unsurety with regard to future investment plans, I would suggest.
Sure. And 40% of Irish farm actually goes to the US. So if that was to increase in cost, like the implications on the ground in the US for the US consumer are surely huge.
It's just a tax. It's a tax that they're going to be paying on the drugs that they need to either improve or to save their lives. It doesn't make a lot of sense with regard to safety or care for the electorate, in my mind.
Yeah. Cormac, back to you. Is there a danger that we could become isolated around this in terms of our differences? Like, this means as much to Ireland as the car tariff means to the Germans. In other words, you know, are we likely to be isolated by our European colleagues?
I don't think that the risk is that we are going to be isolated by our EU colleagues, because everybody is facing the same threat, albeit to varying degrees. I think the problem we face in Ireland is we're far, far more exposed to this threat than any other EU member state. And much more of our economic prosperity and well-being depends on US foreign direct investment, particularly the pharma sector, than any other EU country. You know, it's July the 12th. They're celebrating up north. I spent the first 10 years of my life growing up in the north. And when you cross the border in the 1960s from north to south, everything deteriorated. Now, when you cross the border from north to south, everything improves.
It's the other way around.
We have grown dramatically in our economy. That is almost entirely down to US foreign direct investment. So anything that threatens that, even if it's a marginal threat for all of Europe, it's a fundamental threat for us.
Yeah.
David, I would say, though, Cormac, if I can interrupt, it's not only financial issues that have brought that investment into Ireland. We've done a super job of taking this industry and making ourselves one of the world leaders in the production of these products. So it's not just financial. It's not just about taxes. It's not about corporation tax nor about tariffs. It's about the super job we've done as well. So we have a certain amount of safety from our past performance, if you like.
And there's 70,000 people, largely skilled staff, employed in the sector in this country. So that specialist knowledge surely is an asset, David.
The knowledge and the safety of production, we are second to none in conformance and regulatory issues that has made this a safe place, especially for these high-performing new drugs. And after all, there's a risk in any new drug. So to have it being produced in perhaps the safest country to do that is a big boon to people thinking of manufacturing here.
Okay, so in summary then, David, some challenges in the long term, particularly around capital investment, but nothing much will change in your view in the immediate future.
I can't see any change in the immediate future. I don't think it's possible. I think the only change may be some trouble coming from the taxes that are going to be imposed on the American citizens.
Yeah. And last word to you, Cormac.
Yeah, I would agree with David. I think what we may well see over the coming years is a shift from the protectionist element in America away from trying to reshore manufacturing to the United States and more some sort of way of taxing countries like Ireland that are benefiting from the relocation of American manufacturing, so that they may essentially concede David's argument, leave the manufacturing in place, but find some other way to come and attack it.
Okay. Well, look, it's a fascinating subject. One we'll no doubt be returning to. I'd like to thank my guests, Cormac Lucy, economist, and David Anshel from Comida down there in the lovely South Tipperary. Thank you for joining us.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.